so hard for the money. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right. Today, you're going to talk about car sales. Car sales are on the rise, you say, and so are the bad auto loans.
That are called subprime auto loans. Remember subprime mortgages?
Yeah. Same thing.
So those are cars.
They're giving people cars that they can't afford?
Right. And it tends to be people who have credit scores below 620. So that's one of the ranges that when you think about the highest credit score you can have, it's around 850. So 620 and below is where you start to get into a subprime range. And a lot has been going on with cars. Auto sales broke records last year because of just so many factors. This year they're going strong. A lot of it has to do with we've seen wage growth. We've seen consumer confidence be very, very high. And gas is so much cheaper than it was just a few years ago. And this
a lot of rap albums coming out. A lot of new rappers came out last year. So first thing they get is a car.
Well, that's true of a lot of people. And there's the easy credit helps it.
Right.
So auto lending is on pace this year to be its highest level in 17 years.
What kind of interest rates are you talking about?
So those interest rates could be several points higher than normal. Now, mm-hmm. obviously, it all depends on where you start, but the range can be pretty wide.
And the repo trucks are repoing at an all-time high, I bet, too.
Well, they haven't said repossessions yet, although the interesting thing about why lenders are willing to make these car loans is because you have the collateral of the car. You can always go and get it. Not to mention the fact that because Americans are so in need of cars and we count on our cars, it is one of the first things we pay. It's the last things we want to lose is our car.
And we aren't willing to save up to get that car or to make our credit ratings better, our credit.
Well, generally, we borrow to buy the car.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of repossessions not being up, we have seen, however, auto lenders or people who have taken out loans being delinquent. So they say that roughly 6 million auto borrowers right now are at least 90 days late on making their loan payments, at least 90 days.
I come to work very early, and I can testify this morning I saw 3 tow trucks with cars hooked up to them. This is December 5th.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, you found stepmama's house. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. I saw 3 this morning.
And they all was at Tiger House.
Well, one of the
Take
reasons
back
also that the auto sales have been so high is that the average car on the road is about almost 12 years old, literally. So these are some of the oldest cars we've ever had. Mm. And that's led to all this pent-up demand. And one of the other ways besides these subprime loan rates that people have been doing, they've been extending the terms of their loans. I've talked to you before about the 7-year car loan, the 8-year car loan.
Yeah.
That these things have changed pretty dramatically. So now you can have a house that's underwater. You can have a car that's underwater.
Now, the turnaround in the car sales, that's got to be credited to President Obama. With the new president, what's his name?
Wow.
I can't say it.
Okay.
Can't say it.
A president-elect.
Yeah. But anyway, what do you think will happen with car sales with the new president?
Well, it's unclear because the big story is obviously he's been having some conversations with the auto companies about their decisions to move their small car production outside of the United States, not in exchange for jobs. Ford Motor had a story about this summer where they said small cars would be produced in Mexico. And that same factory would be converted to a factory for SUVs. So the jobs wouldn't go away, even though that was not stated that way publicly by our president-elect. So now there's
Now you can buy a car with drugs in it already.
T-Ray Davis.
I'm sorry.
He's in the funny chair. Go ahead, Melody.
So now they're saying that there's a possibility that there might be some engagement about not closing those small car facilities. It'll be interesting to see what happens there and how that could ultimately affect prices, if at all. Because they say those small cars that are being produced in America are not profitable for car companies. So at the end of the day, it's interesting. There's this conundrum. Again, the jobs were not going to be lost because they were going to convert the factory to SUVs, but they were going to open another factory in America, in Mexico. So I guess the point is, open that factory in America instead. But if they're not profitable, that does not lead to a stronger company. Mm. And that has, obviously, repercussions longer term. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yes.
Yeah. Read more about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Thanks, Melody.
Thank you. Bye.